Lawmakers in Utah's Republican-controlled legislature are excited to have new allies in Washington on a key issue. They want to see the federal government shift power to the states. KUER's Judy Faes reports.
Federalism is the idea that states should have all the powers that are not expressly granted to the executive branch in Washington. And it's so important that Utah's had a commission on it for years.
We're in a different world.
That's Republican Representative Ken Ivory, who co-chairs Utah's Federalism Commission.
This is an amazing opportunity, and let's take the best advantage of that and make our best case as we go forward. So,
Ivory's asking lawmakers and state agency leaders to list the powers they'd like the new Trump administration to surrender, like oil and gas oversight and health care. Alan Christensen is Senate co-chair of the Federalism Commission. He'd like to see states get block grants for Medicaid.
If Utah was managing it, we could vote on it right here during the session and implement it immediately. As it is, any change takes a year to 2 years to implement with the federal government.
But not everyone's convinced that the new president will give up the power Utah wants, like Democratic Representative Brian King.
I think there's a lot that is going to be revealed as we go forward in the coming weeks and months about where Utah ends up on this. And I don't know that it's a foregone conclusion at all that Republicans in Utah are going to be happy.
The wish list may prompt Utah's Federalism Commission to start meeting more than once or twice a year. Judy Faes, KUER News.